This hour is presented by Kima Reem, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves, ain't starting no fights, just cruising in my pontoon. All I need is me and my girl parked in.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Happy Friday. I'm Ruthie C, and it is time for Both Smart with Stefan Schmidt. Good morning, Stefan.
Hey, good morning, and good morning, Pensacola. I tell you, it is a happy Friday, and it's a happy Friday the 13th, isn't it?
Oh, that's right. Yes, it sure is. Friday the 13th. Look out.
I wonder if my listeners are superstitious. Are you superstitious?
I am not. No. In fact, I was hoping for Frisky Friday that they'll bring some black cats in.
Some black cats. That would be perfect, wouldn't it?
Yeah. What about you, Stefan? Are you superstitious?
No, but I believe sometimes things get in your head a little bit, and that can make you be unsafe in some of the stuff that you're doing. So if you concentrate on those type of things like Friday the 13th and those type of things, I think that gets in your mind, and that's what messes you up sometimes. So I do ride motorcycles, so sometimes when I leave the house, something will happen maybe, you know, a few miles down the road, and a lot of times I'll just turn around and go home, sometimes.
Yeah.
So that kind of thing. But overall, I am not superstitious. I just get on past this day and just keep on doing what I normally do.
That's right. That's right. I like that. Hey, you know, and I think there's a difference between like superstitious and that intuition when you're like, maybe
yeah,
I better turn back.
I think you're right. I think you're right. You are listening to Boat Smart. Boat Smart is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. You can also text us as well, and we will be more than happy to answer any of your questions you may have for me today. Regarding anything to do with your boat, maybe you have a question about my program over at Georgetown Technical College. More than happy to answer any of your questions. I'm also going to give away some items today, so pay attention. You want to jot that number down, 850-437-1620. I'm going to give away a Key Marine t-shirt and a Yamaha chamois today to the first lucky person that calls in with the correct answer to the trivia question that I have for you today. So it may be about Friday the 13th kind of stuff. We'll see what it is when I get to that point.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, Key Marine Center is our sponsor. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. The phone number 850-492-0487. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Power Center. They have special discounting prices on all Yamaha and Mercury motors. Key Marine specializes in service repair on all Mercruiser, Mercury, and Yamaha product. They have trained technicians that can provide top-notch service and repair on those products for you. You can check them out on Facebook as well. And as I mentioned before, I have several students working out there at Key Marine that are continuing in the marine industry. And it's exciting to see students from my class working in field. And I've said this before, I want to do a reunion one day of all my students. You know, I've been over at Georgetown for, gosh, I guess it's been 12 years or so. And looking back and seeing the people that are working in industry right now, it's just amazing to me to look back and see these students that came through my class working in industry. And many of them have gone further in the industry and have Mercury and Yamaha certifications and Mercruiser certifications. And some of them are even master techs at this point. And that's within a few years, 5 years or so out of my program, becoming master techs in their field. So that's just a great, great thing to see. And I enjoy talking to previous students about that kind of stuff. So it's a great opportunity out there in the marine industry for sure. So I also want to talk about Georgetown. Georgetown Technical College is located at 2400 Long Lake Drive here in Pensacola. You can catch them on the web at georgetowncollege.edu. You can call them on the phone, 850-941-6200. They have that chat feature available, so you can check them out on the website and go to the chat feature, and they will get you in contact with the appropriate program that you're interested in. They do have scholarships available, so you can ask them about that. You must pre-qualify for those. They also have VA and Pell grants available as well. So that's some good stuff going on over there at Georgetown, and you can contact them. I suggest you go by and talk to the counselors or go to the website and check them out on the website as well. That's a great way to get in touch with someone over there. A lot of times they are fairly busy at times, and it's hard to get to a counselor by phone. So maybe you can call them or get with them on the website or stop by and see them. That's the best way to do that. And then come by and see me in my program if you're interested in the Marine Service Program. I do want to go over the flyer that Key Marine has given me last week. They have a special going on right now all the way until the 31st of January of 21. For right now, from this day forward, you can get a 25% discount on all labor, any kind of annual maintenance, repower, restoration projects. It's a great promotion that's going throughout the rest of this year into January. And then if you take advantage of that, you can also get an extra 10% or 10% off. Let me not say extra, but you will get 10% off of any labor after that promotion is over. So you get 25% off now. And if you take advantage of that and you need some repairs or services later, you will get 10% off of those services in the future throughout the year of 2021. So that's a great opportunity, and you can call Key Marine and talk to them about that. And if you got a large project, that's going to save you a lot of money. So check them out as far as that goes. So next week, I'm going to tell you what we got going on next week. We are going to be very busy over at school. It's our last week before we break for the Thanksgiving holiday. I guess they call it our fall break. So we have one more week left in school until we break for about a week. It ends up being 10 days for us or so. But next week, I have an advisory meeting coming up, and that is on Thursday of next week. And let me explain to my listeners what the advisory meeting entails. And what we do twice a year, the school meets up in different programs. They have people from industry that come in, and we actually feed them a nice five-star lunch. We sit around a table and we talk, and we discuss what the needs are of these people that are in industry, the dealerships and the independents that come to our meetings, and we discuss what they need as far as technicians are concerned, parts help, maybe they're looking for service riders, that type of thing. And we discuss what their needs are. We discuss pay scales. We discuss how we can better train future employees for people that are looking for these employees in the marine industry. So we sit around a table and talk about that. That meeting takes probably about an hour or so. We do it twice a year, and it's very exciting for my program. I've always had a great amount of people that show up for that. And I tell you what, I would like to invite you, Ruthie, if you get a chance this Thursday, think about this for me. The meeting starts at 11:30, and I was thinking that maybe you could show up and let me provide you with a nice lunch. And then actually I can show you around, and you can talk to people that are in industry, and we can talk a little bit about the show and what we do there as well. So if you can jot that on the calendar, let me know about that as well. So this is a personal invitation to you to show up for that meeting on Thursday.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you so much. I was writing this down thinking, wow, I would love to be a fly on the wall in that meeting. So that is, I'm so honored that you would invite me. And I think if I can wrap up here on the expert panel, the timing might work just perfectly. I would be delighted.
Great. Yeah. Look at your calendar. Let me know for sure that you can be there. And if you can leave at 11 o'clock, I'm sure you can get there on time, because it will start at 11:30, and I think you'll get a good understanding of what we do at Georgetown. And after we do that meeting, we'll walk down to the classroom and the shop area, and we'll walk around and talk about what goes on down there. And then after, if the advisors leave, I'm more than happy to give you a tour of the actual school as well, and we can surely make that happen for you. So that will be next Thursday, so we'll be happy for you to be there. That would be great.
Yes. Oh, I'm excited. I'm putting it in my calendar right now.
Perfect. So I do want to go over some things. You know, when I'm on the show, the goals here on the show is to make people aware of the Marine Service Program over at Georgetown Technical College, but also is to make people aware of opportunities out at Georgetown as the college, you know, the whole college itself. We have so much to offer over at Georgetown. I had a student that went somewhere the other day. Oh, they went to a trailer place to get some parts for a trailer. And the gentleman that was helping them trailer parts thought that they were in our welding program. And they were like, no, we're in the Marine program. And he's like, well, I didn't even know that George Stone had a Marine program. I thought they were all about welding, you know. So the show is not only about getting the word out about my program, but it's also about getting the word out about the school, because I think it is so, so very important to let people know about tech schools and what we do and what we provide, that type of thing. And when I started thinking about that, I'd sent an email request to my assistant principal. I said, hey, what programs right now? We have a lot of programs that are full. My program right now is full and has a waiting list, and there are several that do have waiting lists. Now, some programs are not as full, and some are looking for, if you will, looking for students. Because of things that are going on and that type of stuff, sometimes these programs' numbers drop a little bit. And, you know, it's like anything else. We want to have the school full of students so we can help them and guide them to their new career. And I just want to go over a couple classes that are looking to add some students, because we do have some openings over there. Then I want to talk about how maybe some of these classes can work together as far as my Marine program goes. So right now we have the daytime electrical class that has some openings. They don't have a lot of openings, but their role is down just because that the daytime electrical is putting some students to work. So that's a great thing. But now they have some openings in that daytime electrical class. Looks like we got a phone call from Michael.
Yes, we do. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel, Michael. This is Boat Smart. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning. I enjoy the show, and I've heard the gentleman speak before in the past, and I just wanted to echo, I'm beyond my education years. I'm finished and retired, but there's a young gentleman across the street that went through the Marine Mechanic Program, and he's done very well for himself. He actually leaves from Pensacola and goes over to Daphne every day, but he's got a great job over there. And in addition to that, a neighbor on the other side, their son went through the cybersecurity program out there and took a job in Houston, Texas. And long story short, this has been about 8 years now, and he got up with a company over there. He's still a bachelor, and he's got sports cars and a two-story home and travels all over the world doing very well. So that school does provide a great education and a wonderful opportunity for those who don't want to go to a traditional 2 or 4 year college. So just wanted to say kudos to George Stone and their staff. They do a great job.
Well, I appreciate that, Michael. I thank you for letting us know.
Yes, sir. That's yes, sir. A fine thing out there. I wish I was 25 years younger and could reset. Okay. Have a good weekend.
All right. Thank you for that call. And that means a lot. There's a lot of times we don't hear what we're, you know, some success stories and things like that. And that's just great to hear. And we appreciate that phone call. And I surely appreciate you listening to the show. Thank you for that. So that's great. And we have students that are working all over different areas up in North Alabama, over in Gulf Shores and in Gulf Breeze and over in Mississippi and different places. So we can put them to work all over the place. And that cybersecurity class is still going on, and that's a big deal as well. I'm pretty sure that class is full right now, but they do a great job. So if you're interested in any of those classes, go over there and talk to the counselors at George Stone. They'd be more than happy to help you out there. So as I was saying, the daytime electrical class is putting people to work, so they have some openings. Administrative office specialist and medical admin has some openings there, and I believe those are IT classes that you can attend. And IT is big right now. A lot of anything computers is big, going back to cybersecurity and that kind of stuff. So they will teach you. You can learn everything all the way from administrative type stuff through the IT portion all the way into cybersecurity. You can learn all of those and get your credentials along the way. So our IT classes are very strong over there. Okay. And then we have culinary and baking. That's a great program to get into. Ray Dela Cruz runs that program. He's been there for a long, long time, and he knows his stuff as far as cooking. And that's who will be cooking our lunch for us for our advisory meeting. And they do a great job. You get a nice course meals, you get a dessert and tea, and they do a great job when they provide us with those. It's top notch when they supply that lunch to us. So you can get a education in culinary arts and baking, so you can check us out on that. And then Auto Collision is a little low. They're looking for some people there. And in the Auto Collision area, that's a daytime class. The culinary arts and baking is a daytime class. The administration office specialist, I believe those are nighttime classes. And then, of course, the daytime electrical class is there. And we do have a nighttime electrical class, but I talked to the instructor on Thursday. He said right now they're full, but they are putting some people to work, so they may have some openings there as well. Touch on that when you talk about daytime. I believe they go from 8 o'clock to around 1:30. Nighttime goes from 2:15 until 9 o'clock at night. So that's how they separate day and night classes. So there's a lot of opportunity over at Georgetown, and a lot of classes are full, but we do have a lot of opportunities in other classes as well. So, it's a good time to look at a career choice, and you can go to our website and check that out as well. So when you talk about other programs there, I've had students that come through my program that have been to other programs at the school. And a good example would be how these kind of programs tie together. I was talking to a person in the industry that were looking for help and the other day, and they asked me about my auto body program. This is in the marine industry. And this facility, they repair boats. So they asked me, do you have an auto body? And I said, yeah, we got auto bodies. They said, we would love to talk to your auto body class about hiring some of their students. So I got the information to my auto body people and the instructor over there. And he called that company, and they actually put someone to work in the marine industry out of the auto body class. So they kind of tie together when you start thinking about the different programs that we have out there. Another good example would be the HVAC program, because boats have air conditioning systems. So it's possible that you can go through an HVAC program and then end up in the marine industry. And then you got to look at welding. I was talking to a place yesterday about some T-top jobs that another friend of mine that is in the industry is looking for, as far as getting some T-tops repaired. And he said he's looking for welders. So I hooked him up with the welding instructor. So we can see how all this ties together, one industry into another. And I think that's really cool.
Oh, yeah, I do. I do, too. I'm curious, Stefan, if you went back and did a different program, which one would you pick?
If I was to go out and look, are you talking about me personally?
Yeah, I'm curious, with Michael calling in, like, I would encourage you. I don't think it's ever too late to learn something new.
It's never too late. And let me tell this to Michael. I've had a 70-year-old in my class. I've had 16-year-olds in my class. So it doesn't matter.
That's right.
If you're willing to learn, you can come into my class and learn. There's no question about that. If you want to come in as a hobby, you can do that. And right now I have several gentlemen in my class that are in their mid to late 50s. So it's never too late. That's for sure.
Yes.
So if I was going to choose, I think my secondary class would be the IT stuff, mm-hmm. because I'm interested in computers and I'm pretty good with technology. So that would be my kind of a choice if I was looking to do something. And again, that kind of plays off into the marine industry, because we do so much with laptops and troubleshooting engines and things like that. So it's possible that if you know more about technology side of it, that you would be great in a marine application, as far as maybe you work in the parts department or something like that. So it all ties together one way or another, right?
That's right. That's right. It's all the same brain. So you can,
transfer
that learning.
No doubt. Well, I'm talking too much, and I'm not going to get to that trivia question if I don't stop right now and do that. So let's do this. Let's give away a Key Marine T-shirt and a Yamaha chamois, and I have a question, okay? And it's a specific food, okay? What food item is unlucky to take on a boat? What food item is unlucky to take on a boat? And this dates back to the 1700s. So if you think you know what food item I'm talking about, call or text us at 850-437-1620, and we would be more than happy to give you a Key Marine T-shirt. And that's a nice shirt, by the way, and a Yamaha chamois. And that chamois works great, by the way. and we're more happy to give that to you. What food item is considered unlucky to take on a boat? Okay, and this dates back to the 1700s. So give us a call or a text on that, and we're more than happy to give you that T-shirt and chamois as well.
Stefan, our phones are lighting up. We've got a call coming in. This is a great question. Alrighty, let's see. Let me see if I can get. I'm sorry, one second. Alrighty, welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This is Boat Smart. Do you have an answer for the trivia question?
I do. It is a banana.
It is a banana. You are 100% correct. Yep. Do you know anything behind that? Any history behind the banana?
I don't, outside of the fact I'd heard that bananas were or contained tarantulas, so they didn't like to take them on boats.
Right. That is part of it. And the fact that back in the 1700s, they used to move bananas on boats and things like that. And then, of course, you know how bananas spoil and that kind of thing. And then, of course, you can slip on a banana peel. So there's many reasons for that. But one of the main reasons is exactly what you said. They bring spiders on board the boat and or the ship, and then that can be a problem. So, yeah, so that's great. We appreciate your phone call. And you can go by Key Marine and pick up that shirt and chamois. I'm telling you, it's a nice shirt, and you'll enjoy that chamois as well.
I believe it. Thanks, Stefan.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the phone call. We appreciate that. So, well, that went quick, didn't it?
That did. That was a good one. I was like, oh, I know the answer. But then so then we had like four calls coming in. So if you missed that one, keep tuning in to Boat Smart, because I know Stefan will do this again. That was a
good
one.
We'll come up with some more fun questions for that. I do want to mention that I have a student that is starting a new job on Monday. And I think I mentioned him last week, and this was Preston. He's in our class, or was in our class. He completed last night. He did the first portions of our class A, B, and C, which is all outboard stuff, two-stroke, four-stroke outboard, and laptop troubleshooting and that type of stuff. So he has completed those courses and now has a job over at Marine Max, and he starts over there on Monday. And it's just so much fun for me to, when I say, we talk about students and they go to work on Thursdays, we have that what did you learn? And last night I said, hey, everybody, let's congratulate Preston. And he's going to work. And the whole class claps and congratulates him and you know, and just tells him what a great job he did and that kind of stuff. And it's good it's a good feeling to have that when other students in the class are so happy for a student that goes to work like that. And so we had a little celebration last night with Preston, you know, clapping and having a good time and congratulating on him on his new job over at Marine Max. And I'm sure he's going to do a great job over there. And I'm looking forward to seeing what he's going to do in the future, because he really does a great job in class. And just, I think he's going to do great in the industry. So congratulations, Preston, and keep learning. And I know he will. So
yeah, congratulations. Great. That's awesome.
It is awesome. Let me go over the flyer again. We got just a few minutes left. I want to go over this flyer one more time, because this is really important. You get 25% discount off of labor over at Key Marine from now up until January 31st of 2021. And then after that, if you take advantage of that, for the rest of the year, you would continue to get a 10% discount on any other labor costs that you may have as far as services or repowers or what have you. So it's a great time to take advantage of that. Go ahead and make an appointment for that. And make sure that you get over there and talk to Key Marine. Key Marine is the sponsor of our show. They've been sponsors for a long time. Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can contact them at 492-0487. Remember, Key Marine is your Yamaha or Mercury Repower Center. They will beat anybody's prices on Yamaha and Mercury Repowers, and you can call them, and they're more than happy to help you out on that stuff. And you can check them out on Facebook as well. So, Key Marine, thank you for sponsoring the show. And to my listeners, I thank you for listening. And we'll be back next week with some extra stuff. Maybe we'll go do another giveaway. We'll see how that works out. And I appreciate the phone calls today and the listeners. And I appreciate my class and the students and what they do over there. And everybody and all the instructors at George Stone for the great things that they do over at George Stone in George Stone Technical College and all the other programs that we have going on over there. So, again, thank you for listening, and we will see you next week.